Hey everybody, this video is all about making a decision using multiple oracles. Now remember, you are going to be doing these for yourself and you're gonna pick partners in the class. There's going to be information on your PDFs this week, which you're gonna know about how to do that. We love for you guys to do it in groups of threes. Strangers if possible, but you know, it takes a while to get to know each other here in the group, and we have months ahead to do these things with each other. Now, since I don't have anybody in front of me, I'm gonna do this for my husband who's behind the camera. So Mark, do you have a decision that you need to make? And what would that be? And the question should be, what do I need to know about making this decision? What is your question?
What do I need to know about keeping a certain contractor?
Excellent, keeping that contractor. Okay, perfect. So here's what we're looking at now. We're gonna pick an anchor deck. Now, right now I'm picking Wisdom of the Oracle. That's the one I'm most familiar with if I was you, but you don't have to. So I know that this first card is gonna anchor me in the concept or the idea, and then I'm gonna find out if the other deck is gonna agree with it or not, and it'll give me another way to look at the situation. So I'm going to just at random pick a card, and it is the Here and Now in the protection position, which immediately suggests to me that you, Mark, might be looking too far into the future about whether or not this person should stay or go, given that timing here says that may not be the right time to make a decision like that. But that might not be 100% true, because we want to find out what the enchanted map has to say to you also about this. Because you're asking about keeping that person, right? So I'm just gonna spread this out. Oh, this feels itchy. Now, it's funny. My hand gets itchy with the enchanted map. I feel cool air when I touch the Wisdom of the Oracle. I also get the cool air and tingles in my hand when I touch Wisdom of the Hidden Realms. And I get a real sense of, you know, I don't know how to put it, but this like soft cloud that comes around me when I go to this card. And I feel very emotionally different from each card. So isn't that fun? So stuck in the mud. So at the moment, you are stuck with this person, Mark. But we don't want to be stuck until it is such time, because a little birdie says you have not looked around yet, either to replace this person or to yet have the total information about the entire landscape, is what it says. Now, I personally think that we would like to have another opinion. Mark, would you like me to choose another one of the council to add to that?
Hidden Realms.
Excellent. Let's do the Hidden Realms. Thank you. So now, obviously, you guys will spend a lot more time talking to your people with each other when you're practicing this, but I'm just showing you how it can work, right? So we always just pick one card from the deck. Now, we're not looking for a second opinion so much as we're looking for everybody to talk to us. We've gone to the council. We've said, I'm going to start with these two. Now I'm going to open up to another council member, right? So we have this. And, this feels good. Oh, yeah, it's very it. I don't know what you're going to do there, Mark, but you have the Eyes of Beauty and protection. So there is an expectation of something negative here. So this is what's driving the choice. And it does say it evolves into a disappointment. So I can't tell you what to do. But the cards are saying that although you are looking too far into the future, which says bring it back to the moment, take a really good look around and assess the situation correctly, but do know that if you feel that there's a lack of clarity and you already don't have positive expectations, it's likely going to present itself to you with what you expect. Was that helpful? Yes, you're nodding your head. They can't hear you.
Yes.
I don't know what this is about. This is really fun. Okay, now I thought that was really good. So you guys are going to be doing that with each other in groups of three. It's always really good to do it in groups of three, because then you always have one witness between the two of you, and there's always going to be an option that someone will always show up to the meeting. Again, remember, these 7 weeks are only, or excuse me, six modules are delivered over 7 weeks. Then you have months where we're going to do stuff every month, and we're going to go over this and over this and over this and over this in different ways and lots of fun. This is just the content that you're going to be working with this year. Okay. So let's summarize the whole video that we just did on making decisions. So oracle cards reflect your dominant energy. We learned that in personal mastery. Oracle cards also reflect your hidden agendas. We also learned that. Oracle cards also show you what you can't see. So when we did that for Mark, for example, you know, I looked at it and thought, I don't know what he's talking about because I'm married to him. So I thought, that's really fascinating. There are a lot of things in there I didn't know about. And that's for me because I'm in his world. So I'm sure, I don't know, haven't asked him about what it's like for him, but ultimately you want to see what you can't see. That's the point of using Oracle cards to help you make a decision, because you want to see the truth. You want to see the hidden agendas. You want to see the things you can't see. You want to see the dirt that you can't see when you clean your house. You want to see all of it. You want to see the possibilities in that as well too. And you want to be able to ask yourself the right questions as well, because Oracle cards will also lead you to ask more questions if, for example, the cards are nebulous, right? They're a little ephemeral. You're not really sure what the heck they mean. They're like way too vague. And they'll help you also say to yourself, is this the question I should be asking? And then you can come back to it later. So this is why we do the decision-making cards, so that we can see if A, we're clear. Are we clear about our question? B, are we neutral? C, do we have all the facts? D, are we seeing more than what we already know? E and F, I can't remember, but whatever. And ultimately, we are seeing things reflected there. So even though I did it really quickly, you guys are going to want to open up your guidebooks. You're going to want to have a conversation with the two people you're going to pair up with, or just one, depending on what you want to do. And also, you can do this by yourself, but it's way more fun to do it with other people, because you'll be really, you have these epiphanies as you do it too. You'll be able to intuitively, you know, recognize, oh, I know what's missing, because you start to read between the cards just naturally. Don't put pressure on yourself, but it will come up naturally. So we want you to really practice this and have fun with this and keep doing this and share it, your epiphanies, in the Facebook rooms. I will see you in the next video, which is all about asking about relationships.